All right, listen, text it or call it 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. So I'm going to spend the last few minutes of the show. It's time for the annual review of the U-Haul report. Yeah. Let me have some, give me a hallelujah. Can I have a hallelujah for this? The U-Haul report. Thank you. So the U-Haul report is, it's pretty funny. If you're not familiar with this, U-Haul does an annual growth index, they call it, where U-Haul realized one day they had a thing going on. Like, people are moving. They got to rent a truck or a trailer. But U-Haul, being as broad-based as it is, you don't have to return it to the site. You can do one-way travel. U-Haul realized, hang on a second, let us look at things like, oh, I don't know, the census, population bases. And they recognized that the U-Hauls going one way were actually matching up and sometimes were even better indicators of the migration of peoples to and from certain states. And so they started doing their growth index. Y'all, it's spot on. Every year they issue the U-Haul growth index based upon, and they do it every January. And, you know, just this year, again, in the last couple of days, we now have the 2024 U-Haul annual growth index. Pray tell, what state do you believe, or let me ask you this, JP, if you were to predict which states were seeing more outgoing one-way rentals, would they be blue states or red states?
Blue and on fire right now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then it would stand to reason then that the red states are receiving more.
Yep. I would say so.
One-way rentals of U-Haul trailers and trucks going out of or into states is a clear indication of the growth of those states. So South Carolina, controlled by the GOP in 8 of the 9 states, 9 executive offices, in addition to its governorship, state house, and state senate, topped the list with arrivals, having 51.7% of all one-way U-Haul traffic in and out of state in 2024.
Wow.
So South Carolina is in growth mode. South Carolina, oh, by the way, is a red state.
Through and through.
Through and through. Liberal states, according to the article I've got here on Wokespy, says saw the fastest new arrival. I'm sorry, I got that backwards. California, for the fifth year in a row, ranked at the bottom of all the 50 states, right behind Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, are those all heavily blue states? Yes.
Pennsylvania is, you know, even though they voted red last time around, they still got Philadelphia and very much blue areas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York. Wow. But, yeah, California. So the regions of the United States, regions that are seeing more U-Haul one-way traffic in other words, growth, would be, where do you think, if you had to name the regions?
The South, the Southeast, are there?
Southeast and Southwest.
Wow.
So Texas is really picking up a lot.
Yeah.
So I've got this growth index, and what's interesting is to look at it, and it makes you, okay, so our listening audience is largely Alabama and Tennessee. Where are Alabama and Tennessee? You might be curious to find out. Alabama moved up 22 spots.
Wow.
To number 16 on the list. So Alabama saw a huge influx. We are number 16 this year. That's a 22-point climb over the year prior. So 2023 to 2024, Alabama went up 16 spots. Tennessee, number 5 in the nation.
Wow.
For influx of one-way rentals from U-Haul.
Tennessee doesn't have a state income tax. Is that correct?
Florida doesn't.
For some reason, I thought Tennessee didn't as well. I was wondering if that contributed to that that number too.
I don't know the answer to that.
It's interesting. I wouldn't have guessed Tennessee would be up there that high.
And by the way, that's a climb of 5 points. They were in 10th place last year, and now they're in 5th. So that's pretty. Are you looking up you're looking up the income tax thing? Yeah, I mean, what we're looking at right now is the list of top states are South Carolina, then Texas, then North Carolina, then Florida, and then Tennessee. That's the top 5. Not too far down the list. Georgia and Alabama at 15 and 16.
Tennessee does not have an income tax.
It does not.
Mm-mm. So I think that contributes to that number.
Well, now. if you're going to tell me that Tennessee did away with teachers unions, I'm going to say let's move to Tennessee. where is Florida? Oh, Florida's number four. Okay, here's your southeastern states then. You ready? South Carolina is number one. North Carolina is number three. Florida is number four. Tennessee, number five. Scroll down the list a little bit. Arkansas is number 12. Arkansas, really? It's a 17-point climb for them.
Sarah Huckabee doing a good job over there, apparently.
Over there in Arkansas. Georgia, Alabama, 15 and 16. Virginia, does that count as Southeast?
Virginia,
I don't think so.
It's borderline.
I mean, it was the cradle of the Confederacy.
I was about to say, I think that adds to its credibility, but
the Mason-Dixon line did go north. But then I look at some of the see where else we got in the southeastern states. Anybody else in there? I'm trying to find where. Let's see. I don't see Louisiana anywhere. But Louisiana's typically got a lot of blue stuff going on. Although we have a lot of conservatives there too. Louisiana's 44th. They're dominated by the New Orleans politics and stuff like that. And then of course dead last California. But this is really, I mean, I love the fact that U-Haul realized the impact they were having.
It's a
good report and it works. I got a bunch of other articles on this stuff like this, but we got to take a break right now. We'll take the break. We'll come right back. Last break of the day on a snow-covered Friday. You guys be careful on the roads. Stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man, making common sense like a superpower. All right, so not to be outdone by U-Haul, Realtor.com has been looking at what their database indicates about trending. And they've recognized that they can also see through their own like online listings, like when people are searching listings, what states are getting the most searches. And it tends to line up. I mean, think about it. If you're renting the one-way U-Haul, you got to go somewhere. That means you're probably looking for a place to live. Realtor.com is a national database. And so, yeah, that's...
makes sense.
It does make sense. And so you got, like, what they can also do is they can see mass migration, like, what states have the most people that are looking for homes in other states?
And putting up theirs for sale.
And yes, exactly. mass migration, they point out, has a lot to do with real estate prices, which have shot up astronomically in blue states like California and New York. And then it says in California, for example, residents that have been home shopping for out of state were most commonly checking out listings in, what do you think? What state had the most online looks for houses?
Probably South Carolina.
This was Florida.
Oh, wow.
This one was Florida. I mean, South Carolina, they might be moving there for rentals and so on. Yeah, who knows? True. But Texas was close behind that, followed by Arizona. And Tennessee was one of the tops. Well, that pretty much lines up with the listings that we talked about.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
So yeah, so it's funny when you see these service industries like U-Haul, like Realtor.com, and they can predict migration because they're realizing, hey, we've got data, and the data actually matches life. And then they also get into property values. They can see that literally, here's the headline for this article from Realtor.com's own website that came out just a few months ago. Blue state residents are fleeing to red states for lower house prices. But locals warn, please don't bring your politics.
Yeah.
I think that the bulk of them, those who get assigned, like, you know, Huntsville is a largely government, not largely, but has a large government base of employees. And so those who get assigned to a red state can bring their politics. Those, in my opinion, that are moving willingly to get away from a blue state are probably bringing what we would consider to be a more conservative worldview with them.
Well, I always have been worried that with Huntsville's numbers skyrocketing from places or people of other states that it would, you know, turn more purple. But it was pretty dang red in this last election. So
still is. Absolutely.
Yeah. It will, you know, although Huntsville is going up in numbers tremendously. They're sticking true to their values.
I don't think Randall Woodfin from Birmingham would ever get elected mayor of Huntsville.
I was just about to say, I would credit the 22 spot increase in that to Tommy Battle, who is bringing in jobs to the state, not to people like Woodfin or Reed, who are running their cities into the ground. And they're probably going to try to coattail it and, you know, claim some credit. You don't get to claim credit for that. Nope. You are not the reason.
You know? And you also, by the way, you can't claim that there's something being done to keep you down, because just literally an hour north of you, nobody's being kept down
and are thriving
on the same state laws.
Yeah.
Closing up the last of the text here on a Snowmageddon Friday. David from Madison says Tennessee does not, nor does Florida, nor Texas A&M does not.
State income tax.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I knew Florida. I did not know about Texas. Oh, man, that's life right there. Dave from Madison sends me a text about Zuckerberg owing restitution to those he tried to destroy from the Federalist. I will check that out. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Jeff from Indiana says, my backyard is a winter wonderland. He sent a picture. Oh, man, that's got to be like a foot of snow.
I love the snow on the trees. That looks really cool.
That's gorgeous. And then John from Huntsville has the grades in on a Friday afternoon. He says, Phil gets an A++ for his magnificent performance. However, today's winner is obviously JP with a perfect Snowmageddon-sized A++. Congratulations, you're truly the king of Gen Z. You know why? Because you said you'd join his pick 'em.
I know how to work the grades here.
Teacher's pet.
I need to get a crown that says king of Gen Z.
King of Gen Z.
I need it.
So wait, is king of Gen Z you or him?
That's me right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
King of Gen Z.
Yep. All right. Self-proclaimed.
We need to have a sign for you.
Undisputed.
I've still got my right side radio commander sign over here. Now we need one for you that says JP, King of Gen Z.
Need a little plaque.
All right. Listen, you guys be safe on the roads, all right? Absolutely. Watch what you're doing. I mean, it's not like it's like Colorado snow out there. But you're also in a place where no one knows how to drive in it. So just be careful when you're out and about. And come Monday, I'm looking forward to the fact that Monday we are a regional show live across North Alabama, Northwest Georgia, East Tennessee, all at one time. That's just nothing but good doings. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I'm excited to welcome in some new ruffians.
Between that and our streaming numbers going up like they are. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is Right Side Media's got what I would call a freshness about it, along with everything else, it seems like, in 2025. But in the meantime, just know this. We credit it all to you guys, all right? We sit here and talk every day, but if y'all aren't there listening, if you're not responding, if you're not calling yourselves Right Side Ruffians and wearing our T-shirt, then listen, what difference does it make? So it is this audience that has helped us to get to where we are, and we do not take that for granted. Having said all that, I will say this. There are more of us than there are of them. God is very much still on his throne. Stay in the fight. We'll see you Monday.